Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about the powers of presence and rituals. You know, that's a strong topic. It's a strong words just to put in together in one sentence, let's be honest. So luckily for me, I have Amy, a special guest on my show, to really discuss this so we can think about this and possibly in a different light and a different viewpoint. So I have a really big question because, you know, when people think of the word rituals, sometimes I push them away automatically. So when you think of the word rituals, what does that mean for you?
For me, it's a little bit more of a mindful routine. And so if you think about routine, so we brush our teeth, we don't really think about it. You know, we might have an exercise routine or we might have a reading routine. And, you know, it's just kind of embedded into our lives without putting any thinking to it. And so for me, a ritual is more of a mindful way of doing something that really helps you, you know, so becoming aware of what we're doing, which we live in a fairly, you know, I'm generalizing here for sure, but a kind of mindless society. You know, we do things without thinking. I love that you're having a podcast about thinking. And for me, it's actually, you know, thinking a little bit from the heart too, you know, so like dropping down into that heart space and doing whatever it is that gives you joy, but also feeling a powerful sense of self.
Yes, I think that's beautifully said. So I guess to put it all together, when you hear the words, the power of presence and rituals, I mean, what does that mean then?
What does it mean to you?
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a strong statement because
it is.
Rituals, you just said, it's about routine, about what makes you feel good, about the discipline that comes with it, you know, because there's purpose in discipline, you know what I mean? Because you're not disciplined for no reason, because then you have procrastination and laziness and you're not getting nothing done, you know? But when you have purpose and discipline, then there's a beautiful outcome that you're going to cut, like that's going to appear. So that when you say presence, like eventually the presence of what I'm working for is going to be the power that I'm going to embrace, you know? So when I think of that, that's exactly what I think of, you know, that's what I feel. I mean, and yourself.
Yeah. And so you mentioned a couple things about procrastination and, you know, doing things just kind of, you know, out of habit, and it's not really serving ourselves. And so incorporating rituals that work for us, you know, to allow ourselves to get to know ourselves better is something that we also don't really think about. We're so busy giving to everyone else or doing something kind of like running a wheel, like cogging the machine, and we're not really stopping and having that pause, you know, and having that breath. It's like, and really feeling into what is it that truly gives me joy? You know, how can I serve myself first? You know, how can I love and be kind and bring that compassion to myself? You know, so I can then give more to the world in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like. And so for me to have those pauses, whatever rituals work for you, a breathing ritual, whatever it is, but to really be aware of self, you know, so then you can get to know self and love self. And that's easier said than, I mean, that's harder than it sounds for sure. You know, it's easier said than done.
It is. And I like that you threw that in there at the end, because it is hard. People talk about it all the time, about the self-healing and how talking to yourself and affirmations and manifestations and trying to step out of the box as well as stepping out of fear. You know what I'm saying? Because fear has a big impact. And in my opinion, I feel like it does, because
absolutely
people that won't actually step into what they want, their desire, their actual, like, well, I know in my gut that this is what I should be doing, but won't because of fear, you know? And it's crazy to me how when you're in this healing process, you realize that fear is like a string that you can cut. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, that's how I see it. It's like a string you can
cut. And I love that visualization.
If you just, like, it's holding on to you, however, you can really let it go if you just cut it and just keep moving forward.
But
it's that, but then it's like it's a double-edged sword because it's like, okay, but once I cut it, then what? I lose that comfortability. I lose what I knew and what I know and the processes that went through it because I'm so used to going through something for so long. And
That's
now that
right.
I'm going through something different, it's like, oh, what do I do? And I think having those that presence of your power and the rituals and being disciplined and having that positive mindset along the way truly does make a difference. But it's like you kind of have to meditate. You have to like it's a constant, continuous reminder, is am I right?
Absolutely. And you mentioned the healing process, and that's lifelong. We don't end up on top of a mountain levitating, filled with, like floating in space.
I know, right?
And I think that's, it's kind of like the detriment of a, I mentioned this briefly before. It's like I think that's the detriment of all of our constructs and the things that kind of were built to control and divide us. And so that really, in my opinion, that really kept us from ourselves, and so for me, like getting to know myself and incorporating rituals, you bring up meditation. I think meditation is the most powerful force on this planet. And the other detriment, and I'm talking, this goes back to the constructs, is like there's no right way to do it. We're so much of a society of like what's right, what's wrong, and if you're doing this way, then you're bad and you're not good enough, the kind of thing. And so then
Exactly.
that defeats the whole purpose, and it just really intimidates folks. And you mentioned about the fear. There's so much fear in all of it, whether it's coming from, the outside in, or that space from inside out. And you asked, how do you combat that? And it's like getting to have that foundation, that really strong sense of self, through whatever it is that helps you the best, meditating in whatever way works for you, and finding different modalities that work for you, and surrounding yourself with, people like yourselves who are curious. And I think curiosity is very underestimated too. It's like, becoming complacent and in our bubbles doesn't really serve ourselves either. And so, I put a lot in there, but it's all the same thread, in my opinion, and like being able to zoom out and see that a little bit, I think is very helpful for each one of us.
Wow, I really like the fact that you use thread. So it's like we're still using the analogy of the string. And you're absolutely right because people can feel bounded by certain different parts, but it's all the same string. At the end of the day, you
Absolutely.
may say, oh, but I'm attached here, 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 here. But in reality, it's all connected to one being. You. You're the main
Exactly.
denominator. So it's like, maybe we need to really think about this.
And then to realize we're all interconnected, and there's so many quotes throughout history from, all the wise ones that, we tend to quote. And I think it was MLK. I'm not sure, but it was, we can't heal if we're not all healed, and so like, I can't be fully healed until my world, until you're healed, until my community, until our planet, until, all of our beings. And I know that seems really intimidating to think about, but it starts as one person at a time, and it starts with us, so the more that I embrace my journey through all of its, ugliness and its celebrations and everything else, the better off it is for you and for the people in my life and the people in the world. And I know that sounds kind of esoteric, but I really believe in that power of oneness, that unity, and coming into that thinking of non-duality, that we are all one.
I think that's a great point, because we live in a society that's hurt. You know what I mean? They hurt and they project out that hurt onto other people. And then they hold on to that. Oh, I'm independent, so I can hurt other people because I've been hurt before. You know what I mean? And they're just scarring the world, scraping the world along the way because they've been hurt and they feel scarred up, so they got to scar other people up too. And to have that one mindset, you know, it changes your perspective because it's like, okay, that's not my grass, that's our grass. You know what I mean? That's
That's
not
right.
my school, that's our school. You know what I mean? That's not my library, that's our library. We're all doing this together. We're all utilizing it together. So when you take away that I perspective and you realize that we are real, then it makes it different. It does. It really makes a difference. And it's funny because my husband all the time gets mad at me and always jokes around and says, "Oh, we," because I'm always saying, "We are doing this together. We." And he's like, "No, it's never we. It's me or you, but it's never we." And it's like, "No, it's we, always we." Because we always will impact each other, you know? And I think that's something that
Yeah, for sure.
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the shift that we feel and we can see, and depending on where you're looking and who you're looking to and what you're viewing, is that shift of going from the me to the we.
Yeah. So I'm curious, you know, what made you stumble into this? What made you realize that you needed to get into this for yourself? You know what I mean?
Wow,
What did
yeah,
you realize, like,
for sure.
Amy, time to wake up, Amy?
No kidding. Well, I think I'm still waking up, and I think I will continue to wake up. But that's a really good question, and it's not easily stated in a sentence or two. I think it's the culmination of all my experiences that led to this moment, and some of those experiences have included, growing up where I did with the people around me that were there, and being I don't want to say made to feel because it's my choice to feel it, but for lack of a better phrase, that made to feel lesser than, for being a female, for being in the queer space, for being whatever label or attachment that people wanted to put on me without knowing who I am.
Exactly.
And so, my experience with the labels and the constructs throughout my life that really, really wanted to put me and everybody in a box and kind of paint you in a corner, I think that really fueled my anger. And in anger, there isn't a bad emotion. Anger's not a bad emotion, but it's how, I embody it and express it, and or the lack thereof, or whatever that looks like for me. And I don't want to be that person in the world. And I'm, it's still part of my journey of how to be detached, but also part of that healing process. And I was, and for, also for me, like having the people around me and even listening to the content that I do, like I love Pema Chodron so much. She's really real. And so she was just recently on a podcast with Dan Harris, and she was talking about, her life of service and, her moments of anger and her moments of, and she's a Buddhist nun. And I just felt that, yeah, to be able to be vulnerable, to talk about our journeys of everything that led us to this moment, that is part of our healing, because
Exactly.
we're not, we're not better than anybody else. And coming into that sense of we-dom and caring for each other and our communities a little bit while not being kind of like a judgmental asshole kind of thing.
I know it's hard not to be judgmental, am I right? Like sometimes it just oozes out like no problem, you know? But it's like you have to catch yourself. And while you were talking, I noticed that you are implementing what you're learning as you speak. You know what I mean? Like you're realizing like your words have such an impact on your day and day that you even corrected yourself. You know what I mean? You made it sound in a better way, in a better format. And I was just like, wow, it just shows that it is continuous. You know what I mean? And I thank you for that. I thank you for just being
Oh,
transparent
thank
and
you.
authentic because that's what people need. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
These
I agree.
labels, they absolutely can paralyze you. But as long as you just embrace who you are to the fullest in a respectful manner to the people who are around you and yourself,
Yeah.
then you know what I mean? Who's to say you're doing life wrong? You know
Yeah,
what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
who's to say you're doing life wrong when we're all, like we said earlier, just trying to figure it out, trying to just do the best we
Yep.
can, trying to make do, and trying to help people along the way so they don't feel crazy too. You know what I mean? Because we
Yeah,
all feel crazy at
totally.
some point.
And then we also feel alone. It's like, am I the only one going through this? You know, is there something wrong with me? Kind of thing.
Exactly.
And I think
Exactly.
that's why it's so important to have these conversations out there.
Yeah.
You know, to everyone, it's like you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not going through this by yourself. You know,
Yeah.
we're all going through this. And you know, the other thing that something you said that reminded me is that, you know, as we're going through our day to day, and you know, language is also limiting, you know, English in particular, I feel that, you know, so you mentioned being careful with words, and yes, to an extent, but I also feel like they're limiting or overused, you know,
Yes.
so whenever let's take meditation, for example, immediately, half the population will be like, you know, or,
Yeah.
you know, there's some other attachment to it. It's like, well, if I'm, you know, a Buddhist, you know, that may be fine. But if I'm, you know, Catholic or Muslim or Hindu, it's like, well, no, they were the creators, not Hindu. That's a bad example. You know, but it's like, it doesn't align with my whatever religious values. It's like, actually, no, that can deepen your religious conviction and values in a way. And so again, it's like, what's right and what's wrong, and allowing that, just allowing our hearts to open to it's all right and it's all wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think people do need to take that into consideration, but I'm really curious to kind of get off topic here. I was looking through your website and what do you make? I mean, what are you really selling? Because they're so different and unique and they do look like art, but like if you don't mind telling me more about what you delved into.
Thank you. And this was born out of the pandemic, actually. My business
Okay.
partner and I were doing some workshops in New York City, and obviously that didn't continue in person, but we finished up what we were doing online. And we were fortunate enough to have a space to go to in northwestern Connecticut, and it really in the middle of nowhere. It's, you know, surrounded by forests. And, you know, my original background is in technology and education. Her original background is in engineering and business. And so this was really something that we were inspired to do. So earlier, when we were talking offline, you said that God inspired you, you know, to have these conversations about, you know, thinking and reaching a wider audience to, you know, to help people. And it was something similar. You know, we were inspired through our previous work. It's like we noticed that the groups that we were working with, just, I mean, everyone's been through the pandemic, who felt disconnected and despondent. And so I started leading some meditation circles, you know, to keep that sense of community. And then Azana, my business partner, is brilliant, and she actually had some downloads, you know, that were created into different things. And so the things that we make by when we make them all by hand
Wow.
are meant to use as, you know, a tool. You know, a tool for, you know, to get a little bit better in touch with nature, to yourself, to, you know, implement an affirmation practice or a breathing practice, meditation, whatever it is, you know. And so, like, I carry these are our meditation beads, but, you know, I keep them and embed them with whatever it is that I need that day, you know. And so, for example, setting intention before coming on to this podcast is that I can impart the best part of myself to whomever it is that needs it, you know. And so me, you know, kind of touching these beads just to get that embodied sense of that, you know, inspiration and help or whatever it is, you know, that's our purpose. And using physical tools to do that, it brings that tactile sensory experience as a perfect reminder for whatever it is that you need at that time. And these have taken a life of their own, which, you know, I'm going to try not to cry, but I get teary talking about it. But
Okay.
you know, the feedback that I've gotten, that we've gotten from these beads, you know, people were using them to go to their cancer treatments, and Kids who have a little bit of sensory challenges, that kind of thing. And so it's they've really taken a life of their own, and just, kid just gets me all teary.
It's okay. That's okay. It's okay because you know why? Because it just shows that you're in it for real. You know what I mean? This isn't a game for you. This isn't about money. This isn't about fame. This is about creating that safe space for somebody else. You know what I mean? And that's why we connect. You know what I mean, Amy? That's why we connect,
That's why
because
we
exactly, because
vibe.
we understand that having that safe space is so real. It's so
Totally.
real. And even if it's by means or any type of a tool that you can have that gives you a sense of peace and sense of like calm for that moment,
And
that's
to
what we
feel connection.
need. Exactly, with that within ourselves, because we are
Yes.
getting pulled in every sense of direction. So it goes back to the string, getting pulled like a puppeteer by your
That's
kids, by your
right.
family, by your job, by your significant other, by just obligations, you know what I mean? Of
That's
just
right.
having to live for yourself. Sometimes I just want to tap out and I don't want to do anything for myself. I don't want to go to the
Totally.
bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
And
want to do
that's
nothing. You know what I mean? Like, exactly.
okay.
Those are the days that are just like, we need to have these type of tools for ourselves so that we can come back to reality and be like, it's okay to have stress. It's okay to have work. It's okay to have to move. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we don't even want to move, but
That's
it's
right.
okay. It's okay to have to feel, to even feel like that. And I think that's beautiful that you allow that safe space. And to be honest, an engineer in business and technology, and you know what I mean, those backgrounds brings a different light, you know. And this, look at the beauty that it created. You know what I mean? You would never think that that would come out, but it just shows, don't expect what people expect. You know what I mean?
That's
Because there's
right.
beauty in the impossible. There's beauty
Yeah,
in the
how about
unknown.
that?
There's beauty in just being
Yeah.
creative and just trying to play with it and figure it out. So I think that's absolutely great that you have that. And if anybody in my audience that's curious to want to know more, I have her website and her lovely photo on my website. So you could click on it right there. Just click on it and check it
Thank you so
out.
much.
But before we start wrapping up the show, I have a quick question for you. What would you tell your younger self if you could tell your younger self anything?
I love that question. That's a beautiful question. And it's yes. And you know what? Something else it reminded me I was going to say earlier is like part of that healing process is like getting in touch with that little one. You know, and having those conversations with her or him or they, you know, whomever. But I would tell her that, you know, you are enough. You are enough. And you're perfect just the way you are. And, you know, you have everything you need inside of you. I'm going to get teary again because
It's okay, because you need to tell yourself this.
You know, and it's like we don't hear that enough, even as adults, we don't hear that enough, you know, from ourselves or others. And I, you know, really important to, you know, really think about that and embody it as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you have something to really think about and start meditating into your own life and reminding yourself, because I had to do that too. Especially last year, I had to remind myself that I'm enough and, you know, it's going to be okay. And anybody who's listening, you know, this is another reminder for you as well. You know, don't think you can run away and pause it. No. It's in your head now. You're stuck with it. It's going to replay, even if you don't like it. Even if you don't finish the last couple seconds, it's okay. It's in there. You are enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty, that's
What a
so
beautiful
great.
message.
Yes, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you again, Amy, for your time, your perspective, and all that you
Absolutely.
provided to me and my audience to continue on thinking. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the show. Never forget to always, always, always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.